This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
For us to examine our ears and our eyes and our nose and our throat and our brain. How do you do? It's 7 after the hour. I want to have everybody, this is a long weekend. Dover, Tuesday, 30th of May. Let's get prepared for the day with the discussion here on the DJB Experience, including Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls. The results of a new survey suggesting this was done by Natural Cycles, Inc. It's an app, first app to be certified as a contraception device. Surveyed 26,000 women with a questionnaire about methodology and results. And when it comes to satisfaction, those of you who think that the younger you are, the more satisfied you will be as you make love, it is not the case, according to the survey, especially if we're talking about the Big O, a new survey of women's secrets has revealed that the Big O gets better the older you get. In fact, over the age of 36 is the prime time for the perfect O. I was inspired by that after watching Family Feud last night. And I figured that if they could have as an answer the Big O, I can have a conversation about it to a point.
If you watch Family Feud on the regular, you realize every single question is sexually charged. And they're all innuendos, every single
Harvey
one.
It's the Steve Harvey effect.
Yeah, that's what it is. It looks like he's getting bored doing that show, though. Of late, I thought he looks like...
Maybe he's tired. He's very busy.
Yeah, he is. All right, so I'm not going to ask you. Jennifer, you're in that age category. And Victoria's headed that way. So far, Kara's just a pup, so she hasn't been there.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And so I lay that on your... I haven't listened to the... I'm hearing oh, boy, from Victoria. I'm hearing a laugh from Kara. I hear nothing from Jennifer.
No, this is ridiculous. No.
Ridiculous.
Wait, let me ask, what was the question on Family Feud?
Things that women won't talk about with men.
Perfect. Number one answer. Next.
Well, that's probably why it's not great for so many women if you don't talk about it.
Yeah, that's
true.
You know what, though? I will say that this is probably right because, I don't know, just in my experience, guys in their 20s don't really care that much about anything.
I'm talking about guys in their 20s.
No, that's what I'm saying is that maybe it gets better for women as they get older because men, you know, start thinking about, they mature and think about people other than themselves.
That's a very good theory.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Wow. That is a good point. Good. Good for
the
you.
Pup knows
the
stuff.
Pup, yeah.
Pup
yeah.
Does
yeah,
know
look
stuff.
At the pup. This good, is, you know, from my research, of course. Stuff that I've read, not from, you know, obviously.
Right. Those uncool guys you hang around with. For example, speaking of uncool, I got lambasted yesterday, Jennifer, for being uncool. A man asked a question. Well, he was taking me apart because under my breath yesterday, we were talking about, for those of you who weren't listening to us yesterday, Jennifer Horn has become engaged.
Yay.
And is very excited about her situation, and that's very cool. So when we were talking about the moment when the ring was slipped on, I think the question was that, I don't remember who asked the question, whether it was Victoria, I think it was Victoria, did you kiss him?
Oh, no, you did, because she said kiss on the cheek, and you said, wait, no tongue?
Yes, and that's the reason that I got this slam, bam, from this guy. Who, interestingly enough, his name is Jeff, but I don't think he's related.
Oh, look at that. Probably not related.
Anyway, so it got me to thinking about what is uncool. What does it mean to be uncool? Do you have an example of anything? There's any difference, what? I'm just curious as to, if you would care to, Jennifer, we'll start with you. Why or not why? Do you have an example of something, somebody, some event or experience that you had that was uncool in recent memory?
I don't know. That's a really weird question.
Well, it
what's
is
uncool.
What is
I
uncool?
Guess,
I guess that, what I'm trying to figure out is I've always thought I was relatively cool, but
I'm confused. What did this person lambaste you for? He just
because
said
because
I'm cool.
I said that he said that saying no tongue was uncool. When I
well,
so after
it was
you said
not the classiest thing that you could have said. I don't know. I don't know if it makes you cool or not. I you know, I don't know. I guess there's what we encounter stuff that's not cool all day long. I mean, turn on the news, read a newspaper in your own life, I guess, but I don't
well,
know
I guess we were talking about your own life.
Yeah,
an example of something that would be uncool.
I'm going to think about it. I'm going to pass to Victoria while I think about that.
All right. Okay. Some places.
I mean,
stuff,
well, this is top of mind, and it's going to sound uncool, but we went to have Lewis's first fitting for his suit after it was tailored yesterday, and the guy completely messed it up and was yelling at me, and that was very uncool for the store manager to be fighting.
What was he yelling at you for?
Well, he was telling, well, they put, okay, so the hem of the pants was completely wrong. It was way too long, which is better than it being too short. So I'm okay with that. That can just go back, you know, and they hem it again. The pants were too wide. They didn't take them in the way they needed to. And so he was fighting me on that, saying that that's the way they look. And I said, well, that's not the way they're going to look if you're going to finish the suit the right way. And Lewis is just standing there, and I'm yelling at this this guy who had so much attitude. And I was like, have you ever heard of customer service? He's like, well, I'm the manager. I said, okay, well, you're not doing a great job managing this situation. And so then he insisted that there's this giant crease down the front of the leg, and he insisted that that was always there. And I have photographic evidence it was not there. So it was just
a
very
crease?
Uncool.
There's supposed to be a crease, but not the guy. This must be a different kind of crease.
This was, I think they call it a traveler's crease, and it's a crease down the front of the leg, but we didn't want that. And there was an option to not have that because modern cut suits don't have that. I mean, that's like a very...
How'd you happen to choose this place to go to in the first place? Why'd you go there?
It's a Joseph A. Bank store. I mean, it's a nice store. He got a really nice suit. You know, his grandmother bought his suit for the wedding. It's a really nice, it's a beautiful suit. But the tailoring has just been a nightmare. They don't seem to understand what it is that we want.
Is this
want.
Guy an American or is he Italian? Yeah. What's this guy?
He's American. I don't know what,
There's your problem right there. Americans, good tailors, and I have found this to be the case. No, not being. This is not
the one time that he wants someone to have an accent.
I know.
Right,
I was going to say, never expected that response.
No, the best tailors are European.
Oh, always.
Or Asian. They're really good.
That's true.
Yep. The Asians, but Americans are not good at that at all.
I mean, this guy did the measuring, and then they send it to a tailor, I guess. But it was just, it was very uncool to treat a customer that way. And
you don't talk to a customer like that.
And I had to pull the wedding card, and I don't like doing that. But, I had to say, look, this is for our wedding, so if my pictures are ruined, this is on
already,
you.
Though, right?
Yes.
I just said, give me my money back, I'm going somewhere else. That's
well, if we go back in another week and it's not perfect, then I am going to demand that they restitution of some sort. Yeah. Because, we're getting down to, we've got 3.5 weeks till the wedding.
I was
going to
say, you don't have much time. Yeah. Are there, I don't know how long it takes to tailor a suit, but are there any individual tailors in the area who are European that you could go to instead of...
I could do that, but, I think the crease in the pants that ship has sailed.
I just looked at my calendar. Somebody burned a hole in the date where you were getting married in my calendar. I don't know why that is.
Oh,
all right, so, Jennifer, are we back to you? Any... thoughts about
any uncool stories now, Jen?
Yeah, that was a perfect example, actually. Props to that. Maybe I'm just living on the bubble of happy lately. I can't think of anything that personally has happened to me where I feel like I've been wronged. I'm sure there's a list, and you guys have probably heard me complaining about it, but. I don't know. I can't complain over the last week or so. Recent memory seems pretty clean.
And you should be really happy. You had a beautiful, romantic weekend, and you got engaged. So there's no better way to cap off a weekend.
Anybody ever ask you to marry him before? I've forgotten to ask you that. I forgot if I knew that.
Sort of-ish, yes. But I kind of had to shut it down. It was my first boyfriend, and we got back together, and he said, I have a ring in my pocket, and I said, I have 102-degree fever.
Jen has a way of dampening these proposals.
Maybe that wasn't cool. How about that?
Yeah. Maybe it was cool. You didn't want to be with the guy, so you give him that. All right, Kara, what about you? Examples of being uncool, either you or somebody that you know.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I mean, my life for the last, week, a couple weeks has been great. Right. I can't think of anything uncool.
Can you show us an example, Dougie?
Yeah, yes, I can. Yeah,
you must be bubbling.
Yeah. Well, I have a story that comes from my family. One of the members of my family, a cousin, has been married twice. And his first wife's mother died, and he was asked to come to the funeral, and he asked whether he could bring his second wife to the funeral of his first wife's mother. Mm. Is that uncool?
Yeah.
Appropriate?
Uncool.
Not appropriate?
Why would she even want to go to that?
I don't know. I just, this is...
Well, do they have a good relationship, or is it, some
yes.
people...
Yes. Yeah, no, he has a good relationship with the first wife, because he's the mother and father of children, but now he's remarried, and the mother, the wife said, my mother died, and you liked her, and she liked you, so, you're certainly welcome to come to the funeral. And he said, can I bring my wife?
What did she say?
That's a guy who's on a really tight leash from mm-hmm. whomever he is married to, because she obviously probably wanted him to ask if she could come.
Yeah, I feel like it's only awkward if it's a bad relationship between the two wives, the ex-wife and the current wife. But it does feel like it would be.
Well, here's the other side of it. This guy had an affair with his second wife while he was married to the first wife.
Okay, yeah, then that's
and
not
uncool.
Cool.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Isn't it, Victoria? Whoa.
Seriously, that's bad.
that's not good.
By the fact that he had the balsam the stupidity to ask that question in the first place, and even after all of that, he still has a good relationship with his first wife. But
so that's the problem. And I think Jen has nailed it, because the second wife is concerned that he's going to be there alone with the first wife consoling her. And then every time someone consoles something, there's always some naked stuff that's happening.
And the second wife knows that he's a cheater.
And he's going to cheat on the second wife with the first wife again. Yep. It's just going to be a cycle.
Bing, bang, boom. Sounds girls exciting. Rule. We solve so many problems.
There you go. Okay, so I think we've had our lesson in logic here on the DJB experience.
Do we know these people that you've talked about?
Yes. It's 19 past the hour. It wasn't me, however. Thank you, Jennifer.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Now, regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me.
One of the sort of my newfound favorites in terms of pop music is John Legend, who has reached out to the victim's parents in the Manchester situation. It's been a week since that happened. The parents of Olivia Campbell lost their daughter there. Legend, who is one of the 15-year-old's favorite musicians, offering a message of hope. He said, quote, "I have a young daughter. I can't imagine the feeling you must be going through right now to have to bury your own daughter." He was on Good Morning Britain, video message addressed to Charlotte Campbell and Paul Hodgson, the mother and stepfather of this youngster. He went on to thank the family for their daughter's support over the years, referencing Olivia's memorial service during which one of his songs was played. He said, quote, "I understand that she was a fan of my music and she sang my song All of Me for a talent show and you played it at her service. I want to thank you for playing that song and letting you know that I was so moved by your daughter's performance. I want to send you as much love as I can."
Mm. Oh, so
sweet.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he said, quote, "I know I won't make up for the loss that you're feeling, but any love that we can send, we want to send to you right now. Wish you the best." So that was classy.
Very sweet, yeah.
Of the guy. You know, you can always tell by looking at people about stuff like that. He looks like a guy who's solid.
Yeah, he does.
And I, frankly, as I've said, I never paid much attention to him before La La Land. But then it sort of all coagulated for me with him anyway. And he's very prominent. Isn't he? Is he a judge on one of the shows? Or was he a judge? One of the shows?
I don't know that he is.
I don't think he
is. He was a guest mentor, wasn't he, once on The Voice?
Yeah, you might be thinking of Pharrell, actually.
No, I can tell the industry. Two black guys, thanks.
Well, you did say that they look like each other before.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has. But, you know, now that you mention it, I think he'd be a really good judge.
He'd be great, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, very inspiring. All right, Kara, is there some microphone on... Jennifer seems low to me.
Oh, no.
I also
crank it up.
Agree, yeah.
Crank it up. All right, here's some Liam Gallagher info announcing the impending arrival of his new single, Wall of Glass. It'll be his first song as a solo artist since he... Has he left his Oasis no longer?
They are no longer. The brothers Gallagher cannot seem to keep it together.
Why? What's their problem?
They're the next line of brothers who feud with each other in bands.
Over
you start with the Kinks and then the Black Crows and then Oasis. Yeah.
He also announced that his first solo gig in England will take place tonight in his hometown of Manchester. Isn't that interesting? He said, quote, I want to try to help pick people up. People like me doing what we do, it's our duty to give people a good time. Man, that's refreshing to hear from an entertainer. You know, having to hear that, people realizing that the reason they're out there is because a lot of people have paid a lot of money to go see him.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said the circumstance in Manchester was outrageous, so sad. What can you do? It's blanking out of order. There are kids and people dying all over the world. And why? That's a great question, actually. And the circumstances, whether it's this sort of thing, war, general, different ideas on things. The Manchester benefit concert will be the first show in a stretch of four gigs around the country for Gallagher, who then comes to North America in August. How many different bands has this guy been in?
He had one band after Oasis called BDI, and then they split up a couple years ago. They never had any. They just couldn't get the traction that Oasis had.
Yeah. And that was Doug's favorite band, BDI.
Jennifer.
All right. Yeah, that's right. How'd I miss that? 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
No antagonists. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When I grew up, antagonists and protagonists were crystal clear. If you were good, you were good. And if you were bad, well, you were bad. Along the way in my life, however, I met with thousands of people from all over the world. And each new person taught me more profoundly how everyone has a story. Everyone has a side. And life is much more gray than black and white. An antagonist to one person is a protagonist to another, and vice versa. Ultimately, you are responsible for your view of the world and no one else's. Make your best effort to realize that the world is much more than what you see in any given moment, and so are all the antagonists and protagonists. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Into the conversation at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Are you going to keep your name or are you going to change your name?
No, I'm keeping my name.
No, actually, that's a good question for both of you.
Yep.
The answer is yes for both of you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I mean, I'm legally keeping mine too, which.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing the half and half thing.
When Megan, my daughter, got married, She has a doctorate, and she likes the way Dr. Steffen sounds, and decided that that was what she wanted to keep. And it was really never an issue. She said, "Dad, you'll be happy to know I'm keeping our name." And I wasn't really actually even thinking about it, and I don't know why I didn't think about it, but it is the thing more and more. So, Jennifer, you keep your name. Victoria, you keep your name.
So I don't have to learn a new name. That's where the all is.
Selfish.
Was just now figured out how to say Keelan, so imagine if you changed your last name.
We're still working on the first name because I get Veronica every once in a while. But
Nicole, Veronica.
You've been called worse. Come on.
Yeah. True.
All right. So let's do some people in the news. Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago, said proudly this past weekend that the illegals who are in Chicago are a part of our family. The children who go to our schools, the people, and they have, in Chicago, you'll be happy to know, there are more foreign languages spoken in their schools than any other city in the country. Take
That's
a guess
surprising.
At how many different languages are spoken in the schools in Chicago.
30.
Keep going.
What?
More, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Way more.
Wow, I was going to say 7.
Keep going.
Now, is this by teachers as well, or just by hearing kids in the hallway speak languages?
This is the native languages mm-hmm. that are spoken or have been part of the English as a second language. 140
Whoa.
Languages are spoken in this. And you wonder about the problems that we have in our country. Diversity is a super important thing because it helps to broaden all of us and to have us understand people who are different than we are, and that's important. But to have 140 languages and to try to accommodate that, whether you're from Ireland or India or Poland or Pakistan or Mexico or Moldova, wherever you are, it just seems to me that I don't have a problem with that. The problem I have with him, other than he's a kind of an opportunist who wants to run for president and thinks Chicago would be a great launch point.
Oh.
Look at the way he's managed that city.
Chicago is terrible.
Awful, awful, awful.
It's the
but
only
say,
major city that's lost population, by
yes,
the way.
Right.
Because people
yeah.
are just leaving. It's terrible.
Yeah. And so,
and a lot are dying before they can get
yeah,
out.
Yeah, right. You get out one way or another. They either kill you or you move out. But the idea that we want to embrace people who are here illegally, for an elected official to say that, I think is putrid, frankly. Just, it is. There are people in my town that want to. I was talking to one of my friends who's on the Board of Selectmen here, and we were talking about this change to the city form of government. And one of the things that's come up is whether or not we should be a sanctuary city. And he looked at me and he said, that's not going to happen. And he wasn't being disrespectful. He just said that there's no need for it, number one. Why would you want to water down what you have? I think that's maybe his attempt at trying to smooth it out. All right, here's another person in the news, Allison Ferrell. Got married. A lot of marriage talk here on this program this week. She had somebody very special at her wedding. Bill Lee Eblin, a World War II and Korean veteran, came down the aisle. This is her uncle at St. Vincent's Church in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, carrying a sign that read, I'm her something blue.
That's
that
so
nice?
Cute.
It is nice, yeah. Mr. Eblin lives in a veteran's home, wore his Marine Corps uniform, complete with blue pants, as he was wheeled down in a wheelchair. And Ms. Farrell said it meant everything to me that he was there as my something blue. I come from a family where we have great respect and admiration for those in the armed services, so having him there in his blues was perfect. And for his part, he said, it was so special to me. He was in the Marine Corps and then a sergeant in the Air Force, which is kind of interesting, jumping from one to the other. I knew I wanted to honor him in a special way, she said. With help from neighbors and family members, he was able to piece together an outfit resembling his original Marine blue. So isn't that kind of neat?
She Love that.
Wanted to have something blue at her wedding. Yep, good for her. All right, let's see here. In terms of I don't know how we can ignore this Tiger Woods thing. So I think we'll get into the sports report. That's something a lot of people are talking about. Look at that picture of this guy as he was arrested for DUI. So, Jennifer, you want to give us the details as we get into some sports news on Tiger Woods being arrested? Well, maybe not.
I'll take that. He claims now. So what happened was yesterday, Tiger Woods, yesterday very early in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, Florida time, he was arrested for a suspected DUI. He was, weaving around on the road. Police pulled him over. He refused a breathalyzer, which in the state of Florida means you automatically go with the police to jail. His car was impounded, the whole thing. Now, he released a statement saying that he did not have alcohol in his system, but that it was a reaction to medication that he's on.
Now, the problem is that the controversy with this is he's had a lot of surgeries, and he very well could be on a lot of painkillers. There may be, he very easily could be, like so many other Americans right now, addicted to the painkillers. We saw that happen with Prince when he had hip replacement surgery, and then that's what got him hooked on the opioids. So I think people are concerned that this could be happening to Tiger Woods. Apparently, his girlfriend, I didn't know he had a girlfriend, but I guess she was in Dallas at the time shopping when someone called her and told her what happened, and apparently eyewitnesses in the Neiman Marcus store where she was shopping said that she went crazy and she was yelling, "I knew it, I knew it." So obviously there's been some sort of behind the scenes.
I thought you said he was arrested at 3 in the morning.
He was, but I guess later on.
She was shopping at 3 in the morning, she must have a habit.
Well, later on, I guess, there were people who said that TMZ caught it, so I don't know. Maybe later that morning someone called her, and that's when she freaked out. And then she began crying, and then she bought $5,000 worth of merchandise and then left.
As you would.
As you would. So, yeah, I think Tiger released a statement saying it wasn't alcohol and that it was a reaction to medicine, so we'll see where this goes. I don't know.
All right, Jen.
Yes.
We have you now loud and clear?
Yes, now we do.
Let's move over to the A-Rod desk. He's going to work for ABC News, so what's that story?
Yeah, well, you know, Michael Strahan was the guy at ABC with the sports pass. Now Alex Rodriguez has signed a deal with ABC News as an on-air contributor, and maybe he's going to go after Michael Strahan's successes over at ABC and Good Morning America. A-Rod will appear on news shows, including GMA, World News Tonight, and Nightline. He currently works as a baseball analyst for Fox Sports. According to the reports, Alex is interested in doing lifestyle, family-oriented programming, such as a piece on how much your kids should be working out or business and personal finance reports like how to overhaul your bills. A-Rod's become kind of a familiar face on ABC. He was announced as a guest host on Shark Tank, and he's also appeared as a guest co-host on The View. So
what did he do on the Shark Tank? Has he got that much money that he can start a business?
He's loaded. I mean, I don't know how much money he gave on the Shark Tank. I didn't see his appearance there, but he's stacked.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always used that term in another way.
Well, you know, do what you will. He's loaded.
All right, so that's the A-Rod story. In a moment, some travel news that will be of interest, travel stuff, as they say, 43 past the hour. Right now, let me have us focus, speaking of Tiger Woods story. There are a lot of people who have become addicted to a lot of different things, alcohol, drugs, that sort of thing. And so what I've done is partner with a group called Better Addiction Care. That's an organization. I've told you my son's involved in this pursuit. This is not his company because he's on his own, but this is an idea. This is a take on this that I've become conscious of because of my son's stories about people addicted to painkillers, people who are just out of control, and it doesn't make a difference what age you are. This is a problem across our society. And so along comes Better Addiction Care. This is a company that's been established to help with all kinds of different treatments. It's not a one-size-fits-all. This is something that is individually tailored to what's going on with you or whoever it is that you know. You can pass this number along to whomever, 800-212-3607. This is very serious. Very, very serious situation and a problem. So if you're hooked or you know somebody who is and they can't deal with the substance problems, this is a free consultation. That's how it starts. Understand what your choices are, your alternatives are. Let's not ruin your life. Let's call 800-212-3706. It is possible. As a matter of fact, probable, looking at their success rate, that with the proper care, you get through the problem. Better Addiction Care will help you. Have some hope. Call 800-212-3706. Press 1, and you'll get a consultation. You get connected with somebody who can talk you through whatever it is that's going on and see if they can help you out. They have all kinds of different options, as I've said. And the best thing about this all, other than you'll get help, is that most insurance companies pay 100% of the costs for the treatment. So save your life, save your sanity. Call 800-212-3707. Has it always been 3607? 800, I want to make sure I get the number right. 800-212-3607. Become a success story. Become yourself again. Better Addiction Care, 800-212-3706.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 after the hour now, the DJV experience. So travel news, here is United Airlines once again in the focus. The focus on all these airlines made 96 billion dollars in profit last year. The major airlines, but they say they feel your suffering, they feel your pain as if it was your own. They watch you struggle. They wish they could do something about it. So now the president of United, Scott Kirby, said over the weekend, this was a town hall meeting that they had with employees. He was asked about the coach seats and people's complaints about no legroom. And he said, quote, seat pitch has come down because of what customers want. They vote with their wallets. Right. I know everyone would tell you I'd like more seat pitch, but the history of the airlines is that every time airlines put more seat pitch on, customers choose the lower priced seats. And so basically what he's saying, this is the absurdity of what these people and how they think, what they're really all about. He says, basically, if you're uncomfortable, it's your fault. That's
okay.
Basically the bottom line.
Cut no your legs off so you don't need as much leg room.
Right. Wow. You know how asinine that is?
Yeah.
How customer this shows you how really there's no real competition anymore. Airlines have supposedly these new rules from the government resemble competition, but they're not competing. All the prices are the same on all their routes.
They're competing for the lowest common denominator now.
Right.
That seems to be it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Was this a public, I'm just curious, was this a public forum or was this leaked from a meeting amongst employees?
Well, the story that I saw was in Inc. magazine, and it doesn't attribute the story to anybody other than the person who wrote it.
Hmm.
So I did not ask the question about it.
Because that would seem to be a statement that you wouldn't want public.
No. Especially after all United has been
through. Right, right.
Yeah.
I hear United now, and it just makes me chuckle. It's like, okay, I don't know the story, but what's next?
Yeah, I mean, thinking about Spirit Airlines and how bad they are and some of the others, and yet the money that Spirit has made, this guy, it's a sole proprietorship. It's not a public company, Spirit. And the guy is making gobs of money based on people and their unfortunate choices. But, as you know, we all have choices to make, and if people want to stand up on the plane and pay for it, then go for it. I want to be very comfortable and have as much leg room as possible, thanks. And so that's why I angle to sit as close to the front of the plane.
I'm angling for no blood clots, thank you.
Yeah, right. 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on this Tuesday. Tuesday Tech Talk time. How do you like that for alliteration, Victoria?
Love it.
Tuesday Tech Talk with Twitter in the focus as we get into all of that information in a matter of moments. First, a reminder of sorts. Not that you need, well, you probably do need a reminder because it isn't, unless you have a need, if you have a connection, if you have a desire for a new employee. And it's come about, a lot of changes come on Memorial Day weekend, changes in businesses and focus, and new employees are needed. So if you're hiring, you want to post your job, get the best candidate, go right straight to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You will find there the ability to post your job on hundreds of job sites, all kinds of social media. And then, because they have such great technology, the match comes, the people that you want are going to be matched to you right away. Within 24 hours, you'll be making choices. The other job sites don't have this sort of thing. The other sites have the candidate finding you. This opportunity, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you find the person looking for the job. They're not looking for you. You're looking for them. So in 24 hours, you're going to be working well, hopefully deciding on a new person, thanks to the work done by ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And the reason I emphasize the /DJV is because ZipRecruiter will provide free for you the first time around your connection to them, so you see how well this works. If you're wanting a qualified candidate, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, with all the alliteration, the focus on tangling Twitter. This is the story of this. I saw this and it really got me as to the impact of social media. This gorilla that died last year.
Harambe, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's really interesting how people, you know, you think about folks and their families and the tributes that are paid, but this is very interesting. So what, it was all over Google Trends too, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, this Harambe was, of course, the gorilla after the little boy fell into the gorilla pit or whatever you want to call it last year at the Cincinnati Zoo, and then Harambe was seen dragging him away. Some people still say, when you look at the footage of it, that Harambe was protecting the little boy as if he was a baby gorilla, that, yeah, you know, she was treating him the same way, or he was treating him the same way. So, and then, of course, it ended in tragedy for Harambe. So it is interesting that a year later people were posting so many tributes,
yeah,
and
right,
memorials and things for the gorilla, but the Cincinnati Zoo themselves said they're not going to do anything. They're just reopening the gorilla exhibit June 1st, I believe.
All right. Also on Twitter, using emojis, and I don't get all this, but there are so many of them.
You use emojis?
Yeah, once in a while I do.
Well, the new emojis, every year in March, Unicode is the big emoji. It's like the G7 of emojis, and they all get together, and they decide which designs will be approved as the next batch of emojis and which, you know, get thrown out. So they decided in March that witches, wizards, vampires, a woman wearing a hijab, a woman breastfeeding, there's lots of new food items, things that should have already been there, like pretzels and dumplings and things like that. So they added all that new stuff. And now we all have to wait until September for the new emoji package to hit our cell phones. However, on Twitter, if you use it from a desktop, not the app, but if you go to twitter.com, you can actually start using those new emojis right now, which is
really
kind of cool. Yeah.
Ah, that is cool. All right. Also, here's something that's cool. Using something like Fitbit to implicate a man in the removal of his wife. This is sort of interesting, isn't it?
This is really an interesting story and just shows how much technology plays a part in our lives now. You know, people have wanted, investigators have wanted Apple to crack iPhones of criminals. There was that investigation down, I think it was in Tennessee, where the authorities wanted them to have, they wanted access to the Alexa, to their home assistant, to see if anything was going on before this person was murdered. And now this is the latest, this is a Fitbit that a wife was wearing when apparently her husband killed her, and the Fitbit data has actually implicated him because she was alive and moving around the house an hour after he claimed a 6'2" intruder came in and killed her. So he's free on $1 million bond right now, but his trial's coming up soon, and I don't think it's going to go well.
Technology personified, not a bad thing. It helps in circumstances like that for sure. 59 after on TJV.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.